So the question was asked, this Shabbos, Shabbat Chazon, do we wear Shabbos clothes? And the answer is yes. Do we do laundry in honor of Shabbos? The answer is no. Do we cut our hair and take a shave before Shabbos? The answer is no. Do we cut our nails before Shabbos? The answer is yes. Can we wear freshly laundered clothing on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Can we put a freshly laundered blanket and sheet on our bed? Yes. Can we put freshly laundered tablecloth? The answer is yes. Can we drink wine on Shabbos? The answer is yes. What about Motzei Shabbos with Avdallah? The answer is yes. If you have a minor, which is very rare, who is old enough that he knows what it means to make a blessing, but not old enough to understand the morning of Jerusalem, you give it to him. But that's not so common. What questions?
Can we wash, can you mention the pressure laundered sheets and pillowcases, whatever. Can we wash those now?
Nope, we don't do any laundry in the 9 days. Nope. The only laundry that you could do now is technically, let's say you're all out of underwear. So if you wear the same 2 days in a row, you could get fungus and stuff. So there, you could launder, do it privately, no one will understand why. Let's say whatever garments you have are all dirty. A guy works as a mechanic and all his garments are dirty now. Or I once said that I was taking down the cleaning detergent off the shelf. And we keep it above our clothing, and I didn't know it wasn't fully closed, and it dropped. And all our clothes, many of our clothes, got bleach on them. So if you got your clothing dirty, if you don't really have any clothing left that are clean, so then a person would be allowed to do laundry now, because it is not the week of Tisha B'Av. It is still the week before. Next week, that wouldn't be a heter. Let's say your children soiled your clothing. Every shirt you put on, your child came and smattered his ketchup and peanut butter and whatever on. So now you're all out of clothing. So then this week you would still be able to do laundry with that heter. Next week, not. You are allowed to clean stains. Cleaning stains is not called laundry. I was at a bris yesterday, and as we're about to start the bris, the kid started choking on his spit up. He spit up and he started choking on it. He couldn't get it out because he was lying down. So I grabbed the kid, picked him up, and held him until he got the spit up out. But at the same time, it came out from top and bottom at the same time, and I was covered with his excrement. So after the bris, I went to the back room and I started cleaning myself off. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to clean off stains during the 9 days. Yes?
What about children's clothing in the week of Tisha
B'Av? Try not to need it if you need it in Malasa. But you should try to finish everything now. Most people have enough. Tisha B'Av is on Tisha B'Av. It's on Tuesday, I'm saying. Most people are able to get there.
So, mothers not to marital relationships?
No. You're allowed to have marital relationships every day of the year other than Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Every other day, do what you want. So long as the wife isn't a Nida. There are Kabbalistic reasons. Kabbalistic reasons are for Kabbalistic people. For us, we don't need to worry about it. If a person's in mourning, he or his wife, God forbid, so then they can't have marital relations. But technically, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the only 2 days. Everything else, you can do what you want. Spirituality, look for spirituality in other things, not in this. I mean, this should be done in a spiritual way, but not in abstinence. Abstinence is always a tricky thing. You never know if you're hurting her feelings. You have a biblical mitzvah to make her happy. It doesn't work that way. 2 times a year.